This is WYSO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. Coming up, Nikki Dakota and Dave Barber. But first, Sochi Talks, an effort to bring Miami Valley research and thinking into the public arena, a way to enlighten the world with local knowledge. Today, we'll hear from Wright State University's Holly Du. She teaches Chinese to beginners and beyond, and she talks about the economy of language and answers some of the common questions her students want to know.
I think Chinese language is the most widely used language in the world. If I say that, because Chinese language is spoken by Chinese people. We have 1.3 billion population in China. But on the other hand, Chinese language probably is the least learned language in the world. If you go around high school and college, in the second language class, chances are you will learn Spanish, French, German, but very little in Chinese. But this situation is changing. In China, we have a major 7 dialects. I'm from Shanghai, China. I speak Shanghainese. And the people from Canton province, they speak Cantonese. But you know what? The most of the people in China, 74% of the population speak Mandarin. Mandarin is one of the 7 major dialects in Chinese. Cantonese, on the other hand, only probably 5% of the people speaking, and Shanghainese maybe even less. So if you come to my class or you come to any other Chinese classes, chances are you are learning Mandarin. Why? We have to teach Mandarin and you have to learn Mandarin because Mandarin is spoken by most of the Chinese people. Another point is Mandarin, among other 7 dialects, is easy to learn. And if you turn on the TV, you will hear Mandarin. If you listen to the radio, you are hearing Mandarin. If you try to go to Chinese classes in China, you are learning Mandarin. Mandarin is the language taught in elementary school and secondary schools. And also Mandarin is used in the United Nations. That's why if you decided to learn Chinese, you have to learn to speak Mandarin. Some students also, they come to the classroom and ask teacher about the characters. Because, you know, Chinese language, the sound and the written form, they are different. The sounds bears no resemblance to the forms of the characters. So you have to learn how to write the characters. And the people probably you already heard, there are traditional characters. There are simplified characters. People will say, teacher, why should I learn? Well, if you come to Wright State, we are teaching simplified characters. Why? Because it's simple to learn. And people will say, is simplified characters is right? Is it formal? My answer is yes. And why we are using simplified characters? If you take some very, very old yellowish dictionary, Chinese dictionary, and you open it, you will see those characters, most of them, with many strokes. Some characters even have more than 20 strokes. And this gives people a very hard time to learn, to write, to memorize the characters. In the middle of the 1950s, the People's Republic of China decided to standardize the characters we call simplified characters. This kind of process drastically reduced the strokes of the characters, sometimes even cut part of the characters. Because of this process, the study shows us that from early 1950, the literacy rate in China is only 20 to 30% of the whole population. because of this process, the school teaches kids simplify characters. The literacy rate now is rising to 80 to 90%. The study shows in 1990s. That's why I believe most of the schools in the foreign countries, not in China. Of course, China, mainland China, teaches simplified characters, and Taiwan still teaches traditional characters. But the most of the schools in the United States are teaching simplified characters simply because it's easier for foreigners to learn. Okay, students will ask me, how many characters do I have to learn to be able to communicate, to read? I would say, as a high school graduate from China, this person probably has 3,000 characters. How many characters total in the dictionary? There are 50 to 60,000 characters. But the thing is, if you grasp 3,000 characters, you are already using the most frequently used characters. Here in the United States, I think if you have 1,000, 1,500 vocabularies, you will be very comfortable to communicate with Chinese people or in the working environment. And you will say, oh, it's so hard to learn Chinese characters. It is hard, but it's not like you are drawing a picture. Sometimes the students came to me and say, look at my drawing. Is my character drawing nicely? I said, please don't say draw this word, because really, character writing is not drawing, it's write, because it has certain rules. The most common rule, that the characteristic of Chinese character is 75% of the total characters they have called the radicals. Because a radical can tell you something. For example, certain radical tells you this is a female, either a person or animal, or something to do with female. And some radical will show you that this is a part of your organ. Always the part of your organs. And some character tells you this is a moving verb. And a radical word tells you this is something made of cotton. So radical is very, very important. If you can systematically learn the radical, and it will really increase your speed of learning Chinese characters. Another thing I think is very challenging for the new student is that Chinese pronunciation is very unique. We call Chinese sound called a single syllabic sound. Sometimes people say monosyllabic sound, because each character only has one single syllable. It's not like English. English, for example, pronunciation. How many syllables? Pronunciation. Six, right? But in Chinese, one. So each syllable only consists of what? One vowel and one consonant. That's it. So sometimes we have compound vowel, okay? But each syllable, only one vowel, one consonant, or a compound vowel. This poses a very, very serious problem, which means Chinese sound doesn't have many. Not many Chinese sounds. The linguistics said there are only 400 kinds of sound you physically can pronounce. So we have to put the tones on each character. In Mandarin, we have four, sometimes five tones for each character. But for Cantonese, maybe 8 tones. For Shanghainese, maybe 12 tones. That's why we don't learn this dialects. Keep on Mandarin. And in Mandarin, we have 4 tones. So total have 400 sounds. And times 4 tones, we still have only 1,600 sounds, possible sounds. Then what? we have 50, 60 characters, but we only have 1,600 sounds. What should we do? What's the problem? The problem is there are so many characters share one sound. So you have to be very careful when you are listening. This is probably the most challenging part in learning Chinese. Another one, of course, the sound and the rhythm form, not the same. Chinese language phonetics is very simple. We use modernization. It's like an English alphabet, 26 letters. And you know what? Chinese grammar is so simple. Because Chinese character, you cannot change Chinese character. You cannot put S after a book, become books. No, you cannot do that. If you want to say two books, you just say two book. Because already two. Why you put S after book? What do you call this kind of thing? We call this as syntactic economy. Okay? So we don't use extra things. Another thing I want to point out, for example, if I say, yesterday I went to a Chinese restaurant to have a Chinese food. So I have to say, yesterday I went, because when is a past tense. But in Chinese, you say, yesterday I go to restaurant. Because yesterday, I told you, it's yesterday. Why should I change go to when? And physically, we don't have go and when in two characters. We don't have it. So sometimes people say Chinese doesn't have grammar. I would say Chinese does have grammar, but it's a very, very simple grammar. But there are other parts in the grammar probably you think it's difficult as a new beginner. For each noun, you have to put a classifier. Classifier is a measure word. If you have a noun, you have a number. For example, two books. And you have to have measure word for the books. And each noun has its own classifier or measure words. You cannot share one classifier with all the nouns. No, you have to memorize each noun with a particular measure words. This is a challenge for new students. Thank you.